Texas Governor Rick Perry is already making headlines in his first week out on the campaign trail in honor of the governor. That's why we're playing some Stevie Ray Vaughan here. At a campaign stop in Iowa on Monday, Perry was asked what he would do about the Federal Reserve.
We would treat them pretty ugly down in Texas. I mean, printing more money to play politics at this particular time in American history is almost treacherous, treasonous, in my opinion.
Now, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney thinks Perry might have crossed a line there. The penalty for treason, you'll remember, is death.
President Obama and we take the independence of the Federal Reserve quite seriously, and certainly think threatening the Fed chairman is probably not a good idea.
Bush appointee, that Fed chairman.
Yes, yeah. Ben Bernanke. That's a good point to remember here. The other point to remember is something that Jay Carney just mentioned, which is how the Fed Reserve operates, which is independently of the Oval Office to a certain extent. But Kate Zernike joins us now, national correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, author of Boiling Mad, Inside Tea Party America. And Kate, you're going to explain to us how the Fed has actually become a campaign issue for strongly conservative candidates, right? There's an explanation for that.
Yeah, and it starts with, as you mentioned earlier, with Ron Paul, who many would consider the intellectual godfather of the Tea Party. He's been talking about this for 40 years, and his basic premise is, I mean, it gets very complicated, but essentially what he's saying is that the Fed is creating a hidden tax on money by printing more, that by printing more money, it makes the money, you know, all of us who have money already, our money becomes worth less.
Well, hold on there just one second, Kate, and let's actually listen to Ron Paul state his case here.
They haven't done anything right in their entire existence. They inherited the dollar in 1913. Now it's worth 3 cents. So, and they've created a lot of recessions and a lot of depressions, and they finance big government. So I see no purpose for the Federal Reserve other than the mischief they charge.
All right. So, Kate Zernike, is this also the argument of Tea Parties and conservatives that they should get rid of the Fed?
It has. It's caught on. It's become very popular. So you hear, you know, you hear Michelle Bachmann talking about it. You obviously hear Rick Perry talking about it. This has become something of an article of faith among Tea Party members, who, of course, were so powerful in the 2010 elections. You know, economists would say this is sort of what the Fed does is kind of is the essence of monetary policy. You know, valuing or establishing the supply of money, controlling it. But it's really caught on among Tea Party members who remember are tend to be well-off people who feel that they are working hard and someone else is living off of their taxes. So this argument that they're paying some kind of hidden tax resonates with them.
Yeah, but how does it work to try and turn the Ben Bernanke and the Fed into a villain? I mean. Really, the Fed Reserve made a profit of $82 billion and transferred $79 billion of that to the U.S. Treasury in 2010.
Right, but I think what they are saying is, well, you were taking that money from us in the first place. You were assessing a hidden tax on us. And I think, look, the economy, what's happening with the economy, this is, again, the sort of underlying issue with the Tea Party. The economy is very complicated. People don't understand it, and people are looking for villains. They're looking for easy solutions. And so if you say the Fed is the problem, end the Fed, which is Ron Paul's slogan, it catches on.
What's your assessment, Kate? I mean, this smacks a little bit of U.S. out of the U.N. back in the 1970s, which persisted into the 80s for a while. Is it a fad, or does it translate into policies that the Tea Party might actually be able to implement in some way? And we certainly saw their influence in the recent debate over the debt ceiling.
Right. Well, I will tell you that Ron Paul has been introducing an audit the Fed resolution in the House for years now, and has never had any supporters. This year, he had many, many supporters, and I think some basic premise of that worked its way into the Dodd-Frank bank reform bill. I can't remember exactly what it is, but the Fed has become more transparent because of the influence of many of these conservative Republicans, and that was even before the 2010 elections when we saw many new Tea Party Republicans come into the House.
We're speaking with Kate Zernike, national correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, author of Boiling Mad, Inside Tea Party America. Well, Kate, what do we know about how this actually plays out with voters? Do they understand enough about what the Fed does? And are they willing to blame the Fed for what's happening with the economy right now?
Again, yeah, I think absolutely they are. I mean, I wouldn't say this is something that every Tea Party supporter embraces, but I think many of the more active Tea Party members who've done some, you know, even basic Googling search on this and have taken this as something of an article of faith, and they do believe that the Fed is responsible for a lot of this. Again, they're looking for villains, and this is an easy one.
And we actually get a lot of responses from the other side of the aisle that say, look, the responsibility of the Fed is to regulate regulate some of these businesses, to act as a watchdog in addition to helping many of the depository institutions, and maybe the Fed isn't doing its job well. Is that the argument?
I don't know that they would even say that the Fed maybe not doing its job well. I think the Fed is doing, I mean, I think many people would say the Fed is doing what it can. At this point, interest rates are at zero, so it's sort of hard for it. It doesn't have much maneuvering. But again, but I do think they are saying that this is what central banks do. I mean, the argument about whether we need a central bank has gone, you know, goes back to the founding fathers. The Tea Party and people like Ron Paul are just taking one side of the argument, and most economists would take the other side.
And of course, the Federal Reserve System was established, I think, in 1913, and it was actually in response, before the Great Depression, in response to a financial panic. The whole point was to try and bring some kind of stability to the markets. But the question, Kate Zernike, national correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, if this becomes a major campaign issue for many Tea Party candidates and conservative candidates as we go into 2012, do they then try to make that connection to President Obama, especially for a presidential candidate like Rick Perry? When the Fed is under the oversight of the Congress, how do they then connect it to the White House?
Well, I think what they would do is make the argument that this is administration policy, and yes, the Fed is supposed to be independent, but I don't know that they can. I think, look, this is all blame Washington. This is blame the system.
Well, but there is history, Kate. There is history. Andrew Jackson ended the central bank a long time ago all by himself.
Well, I guess
the idea that the White House could do it—I mean, it in theory is there on the table in the background.
Yeah, I guess so. On the other hand, you know, 1913 becomes this resonant call because that was also the year that the income tax was established, and
Very true.
I think people would also talk about abolishing the income tax, and I don't think that's going to happen either.
Kate Zernike is a national correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, and author of "Boiling Mad: Inside Tea Party America." Kate, thanks as always.
Sure.
Talking about the conservative call as we head into heavy campaigning system to, in some cases, end the Fed, or as Rick Perry suggested, call into question the patriotism of the people who work there.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.